Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The epicenter of the culture seems to be focused in part in our public schools. We're going to be talking about some developments in that particular area on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Florida, again, as it has been doing time after time in 2021, is leading the country in regards to reform, election reform, other kinds of reform. Florida actually now just passed several bills that were signed into law by Governor Ron DeSantis, and these bills prohibit the teaching of critical race theory in Florida's public schools, and they also require, for example, in part, that these three bills will include collectively strengthening the civics literacy education in the state's kindergarten through post-secondary schools. This is not just K through 12. This is all the way through college.
You know, and this is just common sense, you know, not to date us too much, but this is what we had when we were in school. Now you have to pass laws to teach kids about how to be good citizens, how to be Americans, about civics and American history.
Yeah, you know, when I grew up in school, I went to school in Florida as a young boy, and that's when we had the Cuban, you know, missile crisis, and we had the Cold War with the Soviet Union going on. Florida required back then a course, and I remember the name of it. It's one of the few courses that I remember the name of it as a young boy that we had, but it was called Americanism versus Communism. Mm. And that semester course taught us the difference between our free enterprise system, our freedom, and socialism. We grew up knowing the difference. So we didn't have to think, well, we need to go back there. It's such a great deal. No, we knew what it was like. Well, the first bill, HB 5, requires that the Florida Department of Education create an integrated K through 12 civic education curriculum that includes an understanding of the citizens' shared rights and responsibilities under the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It also requires public K through 12 schools to teach students about communism, totalitarianism, and other political systems that conflict with the principles of freedom and democracy essential to the founding principles of the United States. I love that. Mm-hmm. And then HB 5 also provides a library of portraits in patriotism based on personal stories of diverse individuals who demonstrate civic-minded qualities, including those who have moved to this country after being persecuted in nations like Cuba and Venezuela. Portraits in Patriotism Library will also ensure students learn about real patriots who came to America. So in addition to banning critical race theory, it really is looking at our foundational principles.
You know, and Governor DeSantis really gets it. He said the sad reality is that only 2 in 5 Americans can correctly name the 3 branches of government, and more than a third of Americans cannot name any rights guaranteed by the First Amendment. It is abundantly clear that we need to do a much better job of educating our students in civics to prepare them for the rest of our lives. It's critical to ensure that we teach our kids how to be responsible citizens. They need to have a good working knowledge of American history, American government, and the principles that underline our Constitution and Bill of Rights.
Unbelievable.
Can I just say amen to
that? Yeah, unbelievable that they wouldn't know.
They're trying to push all these
things,
under agendas, into these kids, but they're not teaching them about America.
Yeah, and another bill that he signed in law is HB 233. It will help protect students' free speech and require that all state colleges and universities conduct annual assessments of the viewpoint diversity and intellectual freedom at their institutions to ensure that Florida's post-secondary students will be shown diverse ideas and opinions, including those that they may disagree with or find uncomfortable.
That means they have a good foundation of America so they can debate with others.
Because there is no viewpoint diversity on these particular campuses. It's all very one-sided.
Right, it's all censored.
SB 1108 requires state colleges and state university students to take both a civic literacy course and a civic literacy assessment as a graduation requirement, bridging civics education between our high schools and post-secondary schools. If a high school student passes the test, that student is exempted from the post-secondary test requirement. The bill also expands the character development curriculum for high school juniors and seniors to include instructions on how to register to vote.
Wow. You know, this is a great example for other states. I hope they all follow suit.
It's great to see that. And, you know, of course, the liberal media went nuts over these bills.
Right.
Oh, I can't imagine why you would be doing. You know, this is what all states should be doing. Mm-hmm. This is just foundational. You know, George Washington, the founders, they said, George Washington in his farewell address, and this was a common theme, said religion and morality are necessary to good government and the happiness of mankind. He said, you know, the religion and these moral values are the twin pillars of America. He mentioned that in his farewell address. The first quote is actually from the Northwest Ordinance, and the Northwest Ordinance was looking at expanding the territories beyond the 13 original states or colonies that eventually became states to expand the United States into the Northwest Ordinance, the Louisiana Purchase, and so forth. But in order to do that, to protect their freedom, they wanted to establish public schools. That's why it said religion, knowledge, and morality be necessary to good government and the happiness of mankind. Schools and the means of education shall be forever encouraged. In order to protect our freedom, we need to inculcate a moral and idea, moral foundation, and the only way to do that is through the teaching of religion. And how do you do that? Through the teaching of religion and morality in the public schools. And, you know, Washington said, if you labor to undermine these twin pillars of religion and morality, you're unpatriotic. These are the pillars that gird up America. And what we see happening with critical race theory and all these other things that are taking place in the public schools, kindergarten through, you know, postgraduate, post-secondary school, is the undermining of those very pillars that Washington and the founders so ardently spoke about.
Right, the blood that was shed so that we could have the religious freedom for in America.
And, you know, Florida also signed a law, Governor DeSantis signed a law that was passed by the legislature saying something that's also common sense, and that is that boys should not be in girl sports, should not be in girl showers, restrooms, locker rooms, changing rooms. You shouldn't have a weightlifting contest with a man or a boy that is now wanting to pretend to be a woman. Common sense. On the other hand, contrary to common sense, contrary to the law itself, the Biden administration violates young women's rights in schools. Title IX is a federal law, and it uses the word sex. Sex is clearly male and female within Title VII or Title IX. Title IX has helped women's sports excel. Right. And that's why you see women basketball teams, volleyball teams, soccer teams, lacrosse teams, so many different kinds of women's sports, baseball, softball teams on college campuses is because of Title IX, to give these women the equal opportunity to be able to compete. But now, like even we're moving into the Olympics, now we just find out that a male pretending to be a woman has just now qualified for the women's weightlifting competition.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, that's just unbelievable. Yeah. And what does that do? It undermines everything that women have fought for.
Not to mention safety and privacy. Are those biological men going to be in the women's locker rooms and showers and bathrooms?
So what happened under the DOE Biden administration, Department of Education for Civil Rights, they came up with a reinterpretation of Title IX. Title IX goes back to 1972. It bans sex discrimination in federally funded education programs. But this new interpretation, this is the DOE, Department of Education interpretation of a longstanding law that's pretty clear that it applies to male and female, and that any other interpretation literally undermines its purpose and meaning. This new interpretation of the DOE will now force schools that receive federal funds to allow biological males to include, to intrude into the female-only facilities to participate in female sports across America.
This is public schools it's going to affect.
Yeah, so these are any of the schools that receive student loans. Where the students get loans from the federal government and they provide funding to that school. And that's virtually every school in the country. That means that every school in the country now is going to be likely sued or come under the pressure of the United States Department of Education, and they'll try to revoke accreditation and other kinds of impositions against them. They'll put penalties on them for not allowing boys to be a part of girls' sports or girls' locker rooms or girls' shower rooms. That's just insane. This will be litigated. This is unconstitutional, and it's plain wrong. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Sign up for our emails. You can hit the subscribe button and sign up for our emails right there at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.